I think so. I mean, I feel like it's ironic, but like still relevant.
And she still has an ashtray if she really needed one, which I hope she does.
And it's a great story.
And she could have eaten the tuna.
She could have.
I would have eaten the tuna, returned the can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't let that go to waste. That's good. That's albacore. You don't throw albacore.
Was it packed in water or oil?
Oil.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's oil. Yeah. Okay. Like this, like fine olive oil.
That's classy.
So quick Texas story.
I mean, it was from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Quick Texas story. So my mamaw, Nolita Bun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Nolita.
Nolita. She grew up in Texas as the youngest of 15 kids.
How many?
15 kids.
Children.
I don't know about her mom, but I have some thoughts.
I bet she slid right out. You know, yeah.
It's true.
What was her birth order?
She was the 15th of.
Oh.
Yeah, she was the last. But her 8th, 9th, and 10th. That says something about
Nolita. It's like, riding a water slide, man. Just
She was just like, there was already like an inflatable raft that she just like right out.
Didn't even interrupt her grocery checkout.
Yeah.
So her 8th, 9th, and 10th siblings were all girls named sequentially Ada, Nina, and Tinny.
Well, you know what though? But here's the deal. After 7, you know, names you're going to start to run out of names.
Well, they started naming people after Texas towns after 8 and 9 and Tinny. There's Odessa, there's Katy. Yeah, I'm surprised there was not a
driving around and Kilgore.
I'm surprised there wasn't a Kilgore, frankly.
Yeah.
There should have been a son named Kilgore.
If we can keep coming up for all these beers to have these names, I think we can do better than Ada, Nina, Tina.
I feel that's the case.
Tina, Ada, Nina.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. There you go.
And what? Okay. Were they German? Were they like, what were they?
They were very
Texan.
Happily married. It sounds like.
Texan.
No. But I mean, like, ethnically, where did they, like...
They were bored.
No, because I mean...
Well, apparently they only had one hobby, so...
Yeah.
Oh.
But they were apparently good at it.
Well, and good for that. No, but I mean, like, you know, normally, like, you have names that you go through.
Like family names and stuff?
Yeah.
They burned through those pretty quick.
I guess they did. Wow.
Well, we've got a Jeff. We've got a Steve. You know,
Carol.
Ada. You know, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's... Right.
Well, what's this next beer?
Okay. Well, we will get to the beer after this brief interlude. The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. So, good old boy Dave and I went to Texas and we brought some beer back. And today's episode is talking about some Texas beer.
All right. We got to talk about some beers.
And some crazy...
Tuna and names.
Yes. There's that. Okay. So moving on, we are going to go to the Necessary Evil German Style Pilsner from Manhattan Beer Company in Dallas.
So I saw this side group message when I ended up on this show, and they were like, she's a necessary evil. So I feel very honored you got a beer after me for this one.
Well,
there you go.
Serendipity.
Okay, 5.3% ABV. Necessary Evil entertains the palate without fatiguing it. At first sip, you will detect a hint of floral character and immediately tells you that this is not your ordinary pils.
And this is delicious, guys. Have you had a sip yet?
Yeah. I actually drank all mine. So
no. Well,
yeah. But
I'll
it was
take
good.
You back there.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, the floral notes, that's just kind of like a bonus, right? Like, this is just a great
after the last pilsner. Couple of beers, the big IPAs and stuff, having something like that really is a nice palate cleanse.
Wonderful, yeah. Palate cleanse.
Marigold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Whiskey girl.
Look at this girl. Whiskey See? Girl. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't get marigold and whiskey. There's all the fun things over here.
But then, like, at the very end, there's this nice, perfect, biscuity, just kind of grain.
Mm. That's exactly what you want from a pilsner.
Ends it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just as it should be.
Yeah. No fuss, no muss. Just.
Yeah.
But they. Yeah, perfect.
We're going to go with a solid 4 on this one. Okay, moving on. We're going to go to ETX Brewing Company in Tyler.
I bet it's East Texas.
Texas.
But I'm not gonna...
Oh, you're going to ruin it for all of us.
That's kind of what I do.
Okay, going with the Brick Street, or no, sorry, the Hitching Post American.
I don't know which can I have.
Okay. I'm still enjoying the evil.
Never stop enjoying that evil.
So the Hitching Post American Amber Ale is 5.1% ABV. Medium body, easy drinking amber ale.
What do you guys think about
ambers? Can be tough, you know?
I'm getting next to nothing on the nose here.
Yeah.
No. It's pretty cold.
Hmm? It's not cold.
Kind of sweet.
Kind of sweet, yeah.
A little biscuity.
Yeah. Just biscuity, enough hop
caramel-y.
To...
Yeah.
Just enough hop to make it finish.
She said.
You're funny. You're really funny. I like you.
So
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, as far as ambers go, I mean, this is.
Well, ambers died out. You know, like think about Fat Tire.
No,
a lot of people. No.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people just really weren't drinking ambers because it's not an IPA, which the hopheads love. But then it's also not like a clean pilsner or lager, which
It's kind of like this misfit toy.
So it's not a stout. Or a big barrel aged whatever. So it's just sort of this thing that got caught.
Are we
going to
name
middle.
All the things it's not?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not Carrie Ann. All right.
It's not whiskey. It's
Have you ever sparky. Had the Nashville Brewing Company Amber?
No.
It's solid as heck.
Yeah.
Is it?
Cool. And I'm glad they're making it. You know, I wish they had more down the shelf. But
I have the amber they have on draft at all the Mexican restaurants. That's the end of my story.
Okay. No, but
all the Mexican restaurants.
All the Mexican restaurants.
They all have that one amber.
It does culinary, from a culinary standpoint, it does tend to pair well with food. I mean, like browns and ambers are really what you want to go with. In most cases, to support and not get in the way of.
It doesn't get in the way of the flavors. Kind of cool some of the spiciness and
I'd be like nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
not exciting.
Okay. Kind of want some queso right now, but
there.
You know. Yeah, right. But we can't. Okay, so this is going to be a 3, the Hitching Post American Amber Ale from ET.
Well, you could hitch yourself right up to it. They're a brew pub too. I bet they have some decent food to pair with this.
Yeah,
they probably have a hitch too.
It's true.
Okay.
See what you did there.
Next up will be the Brick Street Blonde. So, another blonde ale. This one is 5.2% ABV. Light, crisp, and lightly hop with mild maltiness. They're calling it a classic American blonde.
I would call myself a classic American blonde, but here I am with red hair.
Yeah. So there you go.
Mm. This is a nice palate cleanser.
I think I like this one better than the Dallas Blonde.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
No, I don't disagree. No. I don't disagree. I just forgot that we had that one earlier.
Ah, see, that's how we know. Maybe it's better. I don't know.
Mm. But again, another light, easy, non-offensive, everyday kind of thing.
Every day, that's what I strive for every day. Light and non-offensive.
Yeah.
That's my goals.
Right.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in comparison with the other one, I think this is just a little, I don't know, a little softer?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. That makes perfect sense.
Less interesting?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I'm more inclined to think that the Deep Ellum I like better than this one. What?
You son of a...
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Yeah. What do you guys... All right, we're rating it a 3.
Peace.
Two.
Oh, you sons of...
Yep, so the Brook Street Blonde, we're going to rate a 2.
I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you. Okay. Sweet, sweet loving.
Now, let's
go... I like this.
Okay, let's go to Fort Worth and... Let's go to the Martin House Brewing Company. We're going to talk about their Bock Slider. So something slightly different.
Now for something completely different.
Exactly. 5.6% ABV. Bock Slider is the official beer of Fort Worth's own Toadies.
I don't know. What is a toady?
What does that mean?
That's the Possum Kingdom. Was that the song?
What?
What?
That, their
the
song.
White Sprocket?
No. The Toadies. Their song was Possum Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
I can't sing it because of copyright issues, and I suck at singing, but look
Did
it up.
Did you just make up both the band and the song?
It's a band. Okay. I promise, from the 90s.
Okay. Oh.
Maybe the aughts.
So this is an easy-drinking, copper-colored, lightly hot beer, perfect for onstage, backstage,
no copper
anywhere you rock to. So yes, he might be right with the band called the Toadies.
Toadies.
If this is copper.
Yeah. I'm colorblind to red.
Then
so I'm
blonde.
Just gonna go to yeah.
How can you be a cherry whore and be colorblind to red?
I have magic glasses that help me see colors.
Yeah.
But I really love the flavor of cherry. Mm. This is delicious.
Yeah, so I like this because it actually lends itself to the German brewing tradition
yes,
of Texas.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it is...
It's chocolatey.
It is chocolatey, it is so but it is like, yes, this is...
Oh, this is, yeah.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is really nice.
Dessert.
This might be the beer of the show so far.
No question about it.
Yeah.
No question about it. This is delicious and makes me
happy.
It's
kind of nutty. A little roasty, chocolatey.
This is the beer I want for a back for a whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know what she would pair it with.
What
about you, Sparky? What would you pair this with?
I'm going back to food, man. I mean, I feel like if you...
Are you saying whiskey isn't food?
It is.
Whiskey is life.
It's a meal in a glass. It's
corn.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, for me, this would be like some just perfect brisket. I would have this. With some perfect brisket, a little bit spicy, not sauced. Oh my God. Or pastrami. Oh my God.
Oh, there we go.
I've been making a lot of pastrami recently.
Oh. Guy makes his own pastrami.
It's true.
Oh, this is, yeah, this is really nice. And I get like a little bit of smoke at the end.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I like it's not a lingering smoke.
No.
But just enough to finish it, so to speak.
Kind of a suggestion of.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. That is exactly right.
This is yum.
This is really yum. I really enjoyed this beer.
Yeah. This is wow.
Incredibly impressed by this place.
I know.
All I can think about is what whiskey I want to drink with it.
What whiskey would you want to drink with it?
Would you go for something smoky to kind of pair with that? Or like,
no,
how would that work?
Okay. No,
where
no.
would you go?
I'm just looking
the weeder?
At what we've. No.
Okay.
I would go high rye.
Okay.
Because that's spicy. And then this gives that chocolate, malty, like.
This is where you land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd probably go like classic Four Roses single barrel with this.
Wow. This might be an episode we have to do.
Yes,
beer and whiskey.
The whiskey bag.
Oh, that's
the
my
whiskey
whole
bag
life.
Episode.
I have to have a beer with my whiskey.
Can we do a pickleback episode?
Because zero.
We were there. We were so there, and then,
Sparky broke things.
Just
broke
it over.
It's kind of my job.
Sangria.
I love Reverend Mark
from
saying
the words
anything.
Of Reverend Mark. Yes,
from the pulpit.
And like. And I know German influence of Texas, sure, that makes sense. But I guess my little pea brain was thinking that you would always go with lighter beers in Texas just because of the heat and the weather.
No.
I know. And apparently not.
But they love stouts in Jamaica, so... Yeah, I'm just saying.
Bock beer is just like Texas, period. So
it's still a really light bodied beer.
Shiner Bock. Yeah, I mean, my God. I mean, it's like
Right?
Okay. Like that's a national pastime.
That's a thing. Yeah.
Although
thing.
I would say I would take this over the Shiner Bock.
I'm fixing to have to excuse myself because that Old Fitz bottled in bond, I feel like, might be in love with this beer. Okay.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yes.
Well, you can reach it.
just stretch out.
Just right there.
All right.
Just right there.
Okay. Love. We're going to say a five
or a five.
Yes, we're going to say a five.
Hey, I just want to say... Thank you, Martin House.
Yes.
You guys just saved America.
Yeah, right?
Y'all did it right.
The Republic of Texas.
It's just delicious.
Yes,
it's
true. It really is. Okay, last but certainly not least, maybe, we're going to go to St. Arnold Brewing Company in Houston, Texas, and we are going to do the Art Car IPA.
I just smelled this, and it's an IPA.
7.2% ABV. It's an American IPA featuring a blend of both new and old hop varieties from the Pacific Northwest. The nose is a blend of apricot and tropical fruit and mango.
It is.
Big, bitter blood orange that morphs into mangoes and sweet tropical fruits. Okay, so...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The way you navigated the alliteration in that was just amazing. Like... You're my hero, Juliana. Like
Cheerio?
That was a
hero. You're my hero.
That's how Deep Elm became
amazing. That's exactly how Deep Elm became Deep Elm.
Navigating English.
Hey, we're gonna go to Shelbyville. Oh, you mean Shovel?
Yes. Yeah.
Big bitter blood orange morphs into mangoes. I see, right.
I mean, that's a lot to. Unpack,
yeah,
and then make it, and then the fact that they're calling this American, do Americans enjoy blood oranges and mangoes?
I mean, Italians.
I am American, and I thoroughly enjoy both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though she supports Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Wow, the aroma on this.
I know. I could just smell this all day,
right? I mean, you're just smelling the juice. I mean, this is, you're smelling the juice.
Wait.
You're smelling the piss.
I just smelled the juice.
I'm going to have to save that as a clip. Wow. Now, you just smelled the Jew.
Just one Jew.
That's true.
Singular.
Well, I've been around a lot of my people.
Oh,
so
that's
true.
Well,
like,
you know, you've kind of
probably been rubbing.
Yeah. He's rubbed elbows.
It's true.
Okay, so
I'm not getting mango. I could totally see like the blood orange cheese
for sure,
and more like the zest of a blood orange. So far, but I don't get the
weather
tropicals.
End. Wait to the end.
It's very astringent at the end.
But if you start sort of like tapping your tongue at the end, then I get that mango, and it's where I know that's.
I'm tasting
that,
my
was
finger.
That Morse code?
I know that sounds that sounds weird, but yes.
It
you
felt
get
weird.
Past the astringency, and mm-hmm. I don't quite know where that's coming from. But after that, then you get the mango at the finish.
The astringency is really kind of a dry, citrusy
like
finish
pithy.
At the very end. Yeah, like a pithy.
Pithy.
Yeah, very well.
Yeah. I got a mouth full of pith.
Okay.
Happens.
But that's your
I mean, that's kind of what I meant.
It's your love language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Salty.
I don't mind this.
I don't mind this. You can put that
that's
on
what
the
she
can.
Said.
Yeah. I don't. I'm okay.
You know, that's my real love language. I don't mind this.
I'll let you do that again.
This is delightful.
Yeah.
We're going to rate this a 4. Okay. And because we have some Old Fitz here.
That's a great idea.
And we have
idea.
A little bit of the Bock left. Let's do a little chaser.
Let's do it. It works. Well, oh, it does. I feel warm and hugged.
by Old Fitz. Gave her a hug.
Old Fitz always gives me a hug.
Oh, you are right. Okay. I never would have thought of putting...
A Bach after Old Fitz?
Yeah.
Thank God for Carrie Ann.
Oh. Right?
This is why you need skilled people
yes.
around you.
Oh, yes. God bless America.
Oh, my gosh. This is like a 10.
Thank you. This is 10.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to us. I think this was a great episode. And honestly,
I'm so glad I redeemed myself after a long absence. Yes.
So this means you can't wait so long to come back.
Right. But this was a really cool experiment.
It really was.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for walking into that beer cooler.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for braving East Texas.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye. Good old gal Carrie Ann, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be back. Straight up 615, y'all.
Yes. Good old boy Sparky, thanks for being here.
I'm glad I took my bow tie off for this episode.
Yes, we are too.
Yeah.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap
it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap a room.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a one-tan hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Dreamer, it is all I want. and I grow too sphere. Like stars poised high and still, where time single city stretched below. Here my spirit with its dress of stillness stands before you. Oh,